Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cowboys beat the Jets. It really means much. Drew now mentioned, well, they're back to 500, I guess. They are.
500-ish.
2-2-1. Yeah, that's the correct way of referring. 500-ish. But, jokes aside, Dak Prescott's having a really good season.
He is.
But now that, because we pulled up these Dak, I know they were chanting like MVP for him yesterday, and it's like, yeah, Dak has had a good season. How good is it? 71% completion percentage, 1356 in the air, 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Those numbers aren't that different than the ones we went over earlier with Baker and Jared Goff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dak's been really – I was watching that game thinking that. Like, man, you know I've been a critic of Dak. Like, he's been really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
He's been really, really good. I love the leadership I've seen from him, and then his play, just like the actual gameplay that he's had. He's been really good this year.
They have the Panthers next week.
Mm.
And then,
tough ball club right there. It's a tough team.
Two champions.
Yeah,
two champions.
Came back down from 17-0. It's a tough team.
There was this yesterday.
Y'all right in there?
No.
I want to hear your point on the Cowboys, but yesterday was a microcosm of how I just think about Bryce Young in general. There were four times when I was like, this guy's cooked. Like, they lost on this pick, and then he'll come back and make a play and lead a drive. That's what I've done his entire career. So I don't know. But yes, Cowboys
I'd like to get him out of there. I'd like to get him out of Carolina and then make an assessment on what type of quarterback he is.
Some of it's on him.
Maybe, but
like I understand when people say that, but what do you think Carolina's doing to hold him back?
I don't know, but Baker played in Carolina, no?
Yep.
Did Sam Bradford play in Carolina? Did he go from New York
Darnold.
To Carolina?
Sam Darnold.
Keep saying Sam Bradford. Did Sam Darnold play in Carolina?
Yeah.
How are those two quarterbacks?
They're good right now. Cam Newton playing Carolina too.
Cam Newton is like a top five freakish athlete in the history of professional sports.
Going way, way back, but Jake Delhomme played in Carolina too.
Well, okay, I'm not saying it's the city of Carolina. No. I think it's this current regime of like clearly there's something where they're struggling with quarterbacks.
But to be fair, it's a different regime, right, than Baker and Sam Darnold.
Is it?
They definitely
got a new head coach.
Yeah, and I think a new GM.
I have no idea.
I think they got a new GM. But I get it. I'm not going to argue that Carolina's churned out a bunch of.
They're not good, that different good, than the Jets to me.
Different regimes, though, too.
Their GM was appointed January 2024, but he was promoted from within. So take that with what you want.
I won't take it for nothing. I want him out.
Well,
of
I feel
there.
Like that benefits you. Yeah, he's in the building.
Just get him out of there. So the Cowboys have Carolina next week, and then it gets interesting as they head into their Week 10 bye. They've got the divisional matchup against the Commanders. They're at Denver, and then they'll take on, in prime time, whatever this Cardinals team looks like in Week 9. Jeez. And then they'll head into their Week 10 bye. It gets a lot tougher. Well, gets a lot tougher after week 11. They'll come back from the bye week, ease into things with the Las Vegas Raiders, and then, which we might be doing something for that game, by the way. We might be doing something for that Cowboys-Raiders game.
That wasn't on my list.
We might need to.
No. I sent some people a list. I said, I saw the game I was going through. I said, that ain't on my list.
The funny thing about that list that you sent is someone just completely ignored it. Philly is after that. Kansas City, Detroit, Minnesota, your Chargers, the Commanders again, and they end with the New York Giants.
So, what you think? This might be a playoff team?
I'm saying that second stretch of the schedule is tough. I think Kansas City's going to be in a better place by then. You've got that Philadelphia game. You got the Detroit game. I don't know what to do with Minnesota. I know their defense is good. That's a Week 15 game. The Commanders is Christmas Day. Your Chargers, like, I'm not high on your Chargers, but they're not bad. They might not be what people desperately want them to be, but they're not bad.
You keep saying your Chargers, talking about my Chargers.
I think so.
And I'm not going to argue, because the argument will be like, no, I didn't say my Chargers. I said my Ravens. So, no, I'm not going to argue. Go ahead, fine, my Chargers.
Didn't you love the Chargers? That is your Chargers. What you mean?
Yeah, but
that's your boy.
It was my
Ravens. It's your boy.
It was my
Ravens. It is definitely your Ravens. Yeah. These are your Chargers by marriage. And that marriage is to Jim Harbaugh. So you just have to.
Bad loss yesterday. I don't think the Commanders are that good. And you got to win.
I don't think that's a bad loss. I have my fun with the Chargers. That's not a bad loss. That's a good Commanders team.
I think we look at the Commanders a little different. I think the Chargers, if you are who I think you're supposed to be, you win that game at home against that Commanders team. Not that the Commanders are bums or anything like that, but I think the Chargers are better than them. I thought going into the game, they're better than them. And you got them at the crib, man. You got to win that game. That's a bad loss by them.
Yeah, losing at home is tough. Losing at home is definitely tough.
Very rarely do you see a game-changing play. But did you see the punt return situation? That changed everything.
Absolutely.
Changed everything right before the half.
Absolutely. We're going to check in on King's practice here in just a few minutes. So I'm strolling Matt George's Twitter account to steal some audio from him. Looks like Devin Carter spoke. Doug Christie spoke. So we'll hear from those guys coming up. And we'll talk to James Hamm in the final hour of the show. We got King's basketball coming up just a couple of days from today. Not only that, we got King's basketball coming up at the Golden One Center.
Yeah, man.
In just a couple of days. So that'll be really exciting. Sorry.
Have you seen Devin's video?
Nah.
You might not like it. Go to James Hamm. I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but it's the way it starts. It's like, all right, man.
What did you say? Yeah, I saw that D-Lo guy.
Not even the audio. Just I saw the visual, and it starts with like, all right, man, take the towel.
So we'll hear this later. Let me throw this up on the screen, because I did have to explain. Let's get this King's beat.
That's the first thing I saw, and I was like, oh, come on.
Devin, I can't see your face.
But he look, for the radio audience, he's just turning because somebody to his left has asked him a question. He's turning so he can see them, eye to eye with them. But for everybody else in the video, you can't see his face.
So what's funny about Devin is he keeps his head covered.
Yeah.
And it's like, Devin, you stop. You don't have to do this. Devin, you don't have to live this way. You're covering your head after practice. He had his hood up and it tied down, Kenny Caraway style, the whole soccer game. Like, you don't have to do this.
Look, I'll say this about Devin, though. I understand it's not as easy of a choice for a light-skinned brother.
That's correct.
As it is for, you know, somebody maybe my complexion.
It's tough.
You got to worry about, like, how the hairline and
Doug
all that other stuff.
Makes it work.
He does.
You have in-house help.
But Doug,
DC, how you do this?
It works with DC. I'm going to tell you why. Because he has like damn near no hair follicles on the front of his head. So it's just a nice shiny. It looks a little different. Like if you got the hair follicles, like I said, with a light skinned brother, you can still see the hairline, even though you're going bald. Like it's not the smooth. Yeah, it's like that for some guys my complexion, but I don't have no hair follicles like around here. So it's just nice and smooth and shiny. Can't see nothing. Devin not there yet. Devin like 23 years old. 23, 24 years old.
Could be a bad future ahead for your boy.
We got to connect him with Derek White. Derek White shaved his head and went up, elevated to a whole new player.
Game did elevate, but Derek White, like that's also the prime example of why you're not so quick to shave the head.
So Devin's hair is just super thinning.
It's thinning like, in that it's, on the top.
Right.
It so flows
he,
great.
So if he so that means if he did the shave, he'd have like the George Jefferson. Because it's probably there's probably fewer follicles at the top, but all just he'd have a full head of hair around the sides and back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
Maybe petition to wear a hat during games.
Well, at least during practice, due to Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, hey Dennis, can I borrow your beanie for the game?
Ah, that works. We'll come back. We'll hear from Devin Carter. Doug Christie as well. We'll do all of that when D'Lo and Casey return on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN
1320. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every time I come back, KC is rallying against the UFC.
Oh, no, it's always Drew because I'm talking about Boots Ennis.
Oh, yeah.
And Drew goes, I've never heard of that guy. And then he's like, Chara's the best. No, Maraca is the best. Who the hell are these people? Are they even people?
I don't know.
Who knows?
I know there's a good chance we make more money than they do, and we don't have to get in the fight to do it. Because those guys make about $650 an hour. But those fight bonuses.
Once again, two different conversations. I don't know anything about the guy to say whether he's great or not. Like, I'm sure, I'm positive he is great or one of the best in his profession and in that league.
Sure, he's
just
broke.
I don't know who the hell he is. I don't know who none of them guys are. None of them. These guys, walk in the room right now, I'll be like, Gio, they're here to see you, bro. I don't know.
Man, why Gio?
Because somebody picking up a radio box.
Oh, they're here to see
boom
Abe.
Box.
Yeah, they're here to see Abe.
They're here to get a boom box. I don't know who this guy is.
Shout out Abe and his boom boxes. Let's see what Cole talking about here. I really wish UFC fighters made more. I really wish they just stand up and say, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
But they don't.
They choose not to.
They don't.
At least for now.
Real quick, before we get to, you said it was Cole, right? Before we get to Cole, let's remind you that Baker Family Wines is available at the Nugget in Granite Bay. It's available at the Nugget in Elk Grove. It's available at select Raley's and Bel Air locations. And if you haven't grabbed that bottle of wine with that baseball stitch yet, what are you waiting for, man? Join Baker Family Wines. Head over to BakerFamilyWines.com. Right now, learn more about Dusty, learn more about his process when it comes to making these small lot wines that he does right here. He makes the wine in Sacramento. He's taken us and he showed us the barrels, the bottling process. They showed us all of that stuff. It's right here in West Sacramento. Go to BakerFamilyWines.com while you're there. Join Dusty's Clubhouse. And best believe we're going to have another event there. And it's going to happen real soon.
Yeah, man. I cannot wait for that. And that will give me another opportunity to just Have a bunch of glasses of that rosé.
There you go.
That's what I love. That was some good stuff.
Well,
good stuff.
Boy, your drinking habits have changed. KC, when he finally acknowledged my presence at the soccer game, comes over and was like, man, these guys been buying me shots all night.
Shout out to the Brodies
now, mind
at the Republic
you,
game.
I saw them same group of brothers. And nobody buy me a shot of tequila. But KC comes over and he's like, yeah, these guys, they listen to our show and they just keep buying me tequila shots.
Shout out to the Brodies.
And then he's drinking smoked old fashions. Like, yeah, boy, man, KC turning up.
Had a little nightcap on Saturday, you know, just went over to Sky River, you know, went to the humidor.
Yeah, man.
I was like, man, you know, the house was asleep. So I was like, let me slide over to the humidor before I go home, man. I mean, nice little smoked old fashioned, always good.
That's the move.
Shout out to the Brodies at that Republic game because they got me tequila. And you know what I don't do? Like, I'm not. Because you know my outlook on it is all liquor just doesn't taste good for the most part. Like, I've had really good. Like, even the one we had, the McQueen, the gin, that then in the Violet Fog, the gin, it was good for liquor, right? Like, it wasn't like, oh, man, I'm thirsty. I'm about to have, like, it wasn't that. It was just good for liquor. But
I don't know why, but the way you keep saying liquor is making me laugh.
But I don't really check. Like, people are like, you want to have a tequila shot? Sure. Like, I'm not like, oh, what is it? Oh, no, I'm not going to drink that. I'm not going to drink. It's like, whatever, bro. It's all liquor. So I know there's levels to it. But still, like, my taste
definitely
buds.
Levels to it.
My taste buds are like.
If you're shooting it, it's cheap. And I can't do that. The cheap stuff is what makes your, like, head hurt. And it's just that heavily processed stuff that, yeah, you could probably get shots of it at the Republic game. If I'm getting a tequila, it's something I want to sip on. Like, yeah. You're gonna see me with that shot of tequila in my hand or that glass of tequila in my hand for a while.
Yeah, just give me a
shouldn't shot. Burn. Just give me a like that. It doesn't need to burn. All that. Yeah, what are you drinking? Where you got to? Was it old Martin? Yeah, don't drink that.
Yeah. But yeah, I had two shots with the Brodies. It's all good.
Smoked old fashioned doesn't do that. It does not do
See,
that.
But, and that's why I said the old fashions, and also when I get my cranberry and vodka, that's what I drink on to just drink for a little. Even then, I don't even really. I'm not picky on the vodka. I don't even know what the whiskey. The bourbon.
What's the question?
The bourbon for the old fashioned.
Yeah, it's bourbon.
I don't. But there's. You can get whatever bourbon. I'm like, whatever. Just go ahead. Just go ahead, man. It's good. Maybe you want this one. This one. You pick. Okay. You tell me.
All right. There's nothting wrong with that.
Casey's getting all the cheap bourbon.
Yeah.
Well,
that's not what I would do. I'd be like, all right, I'll pick. I give him the most. I give him the most expensive bourbon I got.
No. Oh yeah. Yeah.
You said pick whatever I want. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to make this a good old-fashioned for you, Kenny.
That's a good point.
I'm
going to
make this a good one.
That's a good point. But they're always good. So I've never been like, it's nasty bourbon.
The smoke in a smoked old-fashioned adds such a great taste to it.
It does.
Such a great taste to it. Yeah. Let's see what our man Cole's talking about here real quick. Cole, what's good, baby?
Hey, what's good, fellas? What's up, Jesse? First off, congrats to Jesse getting married, man. Big step, big decision. So congrats to you and soon-to-be wifey.
Appreciate you,
D-Lo, appreciate you, man. Got my thing coming in the mail whenever it comes, so appreciate that. Not my thing, my bad, Paul.
Hey, Cole. Cole, man. No, hey, just make sure my hands are clean on this one. That's Cole. Yeah, my hands are clean on this one.
My t-shirt.
Cole ordered some Honor to Give t-shirts.
Okay, yeah. You got to clarify
my man.
My bad. So I called to say I see KC, you in that crew neck because it was a little cold outside today. So I had on the Martin-themed D-Lo and KC hoodie.
Shout out.
I was out at a Starbucks. I saw a dude walking outside with a D-Lo and KC hoodie on. I stood up. I went out there. He came in, and I was like, what's up, man? He was like, yeah, I'm in the chat. I'm like, who are you? And he said the last name Brown, right? And I was like, oh, I'm Cole. He's like, oh, you Cole? I said, yeah. I said, wait, Brown? Like, I'm thinking Stephen Brown. You know, I'm going to take a picture with him. But it was Allen Brown. So shout out to Allen Brown. You know what I'm saying? We both had the hoodies because it was cold. That's all I got for y'all.
Right on, shout out, Cole. Right on, Allen.
Shout out, Allen Brown.
He thought he had a Stephen Brown sighting.
We almost caught him. We almost got Bigfoot.
Grainy footage.
Yeah. Is that him?
Turns out it was just Alan who comes all our events.
Yeah, shout out, Alan.
That's awesome, man.
That's hella funny, man.
Hey, shout out to everybody who's breaking those D'Lo and Casey hoodies out of Hibernation.
Yeah, man.
I'm working on a couple of things. I did some sample orders over the weekend.
Okay.
We'll see. Okay. It's a little different. I think you'll dig. If they work, I think people will like them. But we'll see.
I was going through mine today as I was pulling this DeMarcus Cousins joint. I was like, man, like there are new ones that I want, but I was like, I kind of got to re up on all the old ones. It's been
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. There was one the one with the cursive script, this purple on a purple hoodie. I was looking at it. I was like, I don't own that. Like, I really want this hoodie. Yeah. But I was like, don't do that, because I ordered Katie a few, and then I tried. I was like, I've got to find something new. Like, even if we have the same designs, we've got to find a way to make it look different. Mm-hmm. So I found like a slightly different. It's from the same company we use. Like the hoodie, like if you look at the back, it's the same company, but it's a different type of hoodie with matching sweats. So we'll see. We're going to give it a shot. If it works, I should have it. I should have it within a week. If it works,
okay,
we'll have a new line of merch. If it doesn't, back to the drawing board.
All right.
Back to the drawing board. Let's see what Devin Carter here talking about. I don't think we've heard from Devin Carter yet here.
Shout out, Devin,
this season. Thanks to
James. I've heard
good
things about him in training camp, man. So shout out to Devin Carter.
All right. Where's Jeremiah work?
It's a good question.
Shout out Jeremiah. He always there.
My boy Jeremiah.
He always there. I don't know where my brother works, man, but shout out to him.
How you feeling? How's training camp been so far?
It's been great. I feel like we took a lot of progress from the first days. And every day is a learning day.
What things look like after a day off, and how hard is that after having a week worth of camp?
Yeah, long week. Last week, first week. And then just a day off, just reset day. Coming in, you know, everybody a little tired, but, you know, shake things right tomorrow.
I'm sorry. Shout out to Devin Carter for explaining what a day off is. Salute to my man for that. And big thanks to everybody, because there's no chance we'd be able to hear James' video if there were basketballs dribbling in the background.
I feel like things are pretty much know what to expect after a week under a Doug Christie system and what you guys were able to experience last year.
Yeah, I feel like we, Doug and the staff has done a great job of implementing what they want to run, how they want to do things, and it's just up to us to go out there and do it.
Have you tweaked your shot at all?
Have I tweaked my shot?
In terms of getting the shot off a little quicker?
Y'all could be the judge of that.
Is there less arc? Did you take some of the arc out of it?
I just been in the gym. Yeah, been in the gym.
Speaking of being in the gym, it looks like you're in better shape this year heading into camp. What do you attribute that to?
Just staff, the coaching staff, not coach staff, training staff, doing a good job of making me get in a little extra cardio every now and then just doing stuff on my own, eating better, and just, yeah.
Shout out to Devin, because I would not have answered that question well if I was Devin Carter. Jake Gaden, hey, why are you in better shape this year? Well, Jake, my arm was in two pieces last year, and I had to sit still for 6 months.
The other thing, when somebody asked him about tweaking his shot.
That's a great still shot on my part, too.
That is a good part.
You're looking at Jake Gaden like, oh, really? You got Turbo on this weekend instead of D'Lo and KC, huh? Nah, I see you. That, win one Super Bowl, and all of a sudden, boop D'Lo and KC off the air.
When somebody asked him about tweaking his shot, I was feeling the same way as Devin Carter. It's like, no. No, I didn't tweak my shot.
Well, like, so I got the impression maybe he did do something to his shot.
I looked at it and it looks the same.
Okay. I can't. All I've seen is the one shot.
And I think people feel about Devin's shot differently than what Devin feels about it.
Mm-hmm.
Devin might feel like, yeah, I got to figure out how to get it up a little quicker.
Well,
and yo, you was working. What you doing? What are you doing?
I was, and then you talking about, yeah, all right, that's a flag. Someone's going to have to throw the flags while I'm gone, by the way.
No, I know it. I know it. This is going to be absolute chaos without you here. But you got to get it up quicker. All right. What else?
Do what you want, what, man.
What else did you notice, Kenny?
Everyone moves at their own pace.
Oh, man. But I feel like he might have figured that out.
It's so funny. Dan was talking basketball.
I feel like this is a good point to launch into what you should expect on your honeymoon. I'm just kidding.
Yes, we watched the Devin Carter clip.
Hey, baby. I watched this Devin Carter clip today. It all makes sense now.
It all makes sense.
I could be 100% wrong. I just don't believe he went to some shot doctor and fixed the shot. I think he's like, man, okay, I got to be a little quicker, you know, in the NBA. But
a little quicker what? Getting the shot off or a little quicker?
Yeah.
Well, that in itself would, because that's what Jake's question was.
I don't think that's changing the shot. I think that is adjusting to the level that you're on and realizing, like, I've got to.
Think that was Jake's original question.
When I think of fixing your shot, I think of like form, mechanics, all this other stuff. I don't think he did that. I think he just adjusted the speed of how he gets the shot off.
I see.
But it could just be a weird quirk that I have.
I see. That's Devin's response to this entire conversation right there on the screen. Let's hear a little bit more from
Devin. It's also tough real quick when he has a towel, because if he turns to Jeremiah, we can't even really hear Devin.
Yeah, that's true.
He wear a beanie, man. Some wear a beanie next time, like Schroeder.
A do-rag, a skull cap, literally any.
Do-rag Devin.
There's got to be some De'Aaron Fox do-rags in the locker room somewhere.
How are the shoulders?
Great.
You're coming into camp feeling good?
Great, yeah.
Okay, cool. How much of that last season did it just set you back trying to play from behind the entire season?
It was kind of hard, but, you know, West basketball without adversity, so, I mean, stay down, work hard, and I'm ready to go into year two.
I think we could play a game with Devin Carter.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think we could do it.
Uh-oh, let me get the timer out.
Well, I think we could set the number at 10.
Set it at 10 words.
Well, we'll run a couple here. We're going to set the number at 10 seconds.
I'll go under them for this, less on this next one.
Okay, let me get the stopwatch going. Also, shout out to Soren in the chatty. The general tone of these questions. Your shot looks better and you look in shape. What happened? Damn. I wouldn't want to talk
so
to you.
So you're not
guys.
A fatty anymore. What have you?
I wouldn't want to talk to you guys either.
All right.
I got it. I'm going, okay, so.
I'm going less.
But we don't know what the number is.
I thought we said 10.
No, it's 10, but how many times?
Every time.
Okay.
So he's not answering a question for longer than 10 seconds.
Yeah, I'll go less on everyone.
Though. I'm going to put the number at 1.5 then, because I need to make money.
I'll go less.
So 1.5, I'm going to go more.
Less.
Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
Here we go.
You know, they're obviously implementing a lot of things defensively and asking more from the collective. I mean, as a guy who's known for defense yourself, are you kind of
questions longer than 10 seconds
already?
What, defense?
Yeah, with this group.
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we have a lot of people who have bought into the defense. And, you know, at the end of the day, basketball, we're going to have breakdown plays. It can't be perfect. But as long as we stick to our principles, I feel like we'll be all right.
What do you think?
12-8.
Follow up, Sean.
Is it just come down to effort?
Yeah, I mean, sure. It's just a will. I want to guard. I take pride in my defense. Like, my pops, you know, he's just always top. You know, as y'all know, he's a defender, so
He's always top knee.
That doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
That doesn't count. Matter of fact, he's out of here.
He started rambling.
He just knew what was going on.
He starts throwing in like cliches like, oh, yeah, no, it is what it is. Like, oh, yeah. No, just one day at a time. Like, oh, you got to play hard,
making
dog.
Making funny faces at Sean Cunningham.
Forget it. Forget it. There's no integrity to this man's game. Now let's hear from someone who will talk to us. See if there's basketballs dribbling in the background. Here's head coach Doug Christie.
Bucky and Sean, man. Come on, man. What are you doing?
Doug, just how much did you guys need that day off, and how did they look coming out of the day off?
You know, days off are difficult because, you know, it's a mental day. You know, a lot of times the day off doesn't help you the way that you're thinking. Energy wasn't as high as I would like, but these are things that you need because it's similar to the season. You're going to go through ups and downs. Things are going to happen, but those are the days that we have to come together and lock in. But at the end, they turned it, and their energy was good. They locked in. So another good day for us in the book.
Guys getting more comfortable playing tired, shooting tired, free throws tired, like it's just becoming more natural?
Well, if it doesn't, then we're going to keep doing it. So, like, free throws are important for us, man. We want to get to the free throw line. We want to set our defense. We want to ice games. We want to get back in games. That's a big part of basketball. Points per possession is huge. So we got to make sure it's something that we really lock in on. We put those guys in situations where they're tired and they have to focus.
Doug, how valuable are the preseason games? Obviously, camp is valuable for you guys, but do you think there's a lot of value in the games themselves, or not so much?
I personally think preseason games are valuable, especially now that we went from 8 to 4. You know, you don't have a lot of time to figure things out, so there's a higher priority on putting things in, on executing, on looking at live game reps versus practice. That's very, very important. So we'll be, you know, scrutinizing that tape like we do in practice, but now it's versus an opponent. Timing's different. There's just a lot of things that are different in the game than you get ever in practice.
Anything you'll be hyper-focused on?
No, it's just basketball, Sean. I mean, like, there are aspects of it. I mean, for me, it's always defense. But up and beyond that, we want to flow and work, and all the things that we worked on, we want to do well. But at the same time, like, we're going to put in some things probably up until shoot around. So it'll be the first time they saw it, and we want them to execute it. And we're going to judge that just as harshly as anything else.
Rotation-wise, how much are you going to probably play with that over the next 2 weeks in the preseason games?
I mean, we switched it up a little bit today in practice. I think it's something that you have to do. There are a lot of different combinations that you want to see. You know, having more talent is a blessing. Log jams and all those different things that we see hasn't always happened here. So for us to have those type of problems, those are good problems to have, and we'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah, pause right there. What do you think about that? DC talking about the different rotations. I think it was Jake that said, you know, over the next 2 weeks, how much are you going to mess with those? And 2 weeks referring to the fact we've got basketball games that they're going to get to play here over the course of the next couple of days for the next couple of weeks before that regular season opener gets here against Phoenix in Phoenix. Saying that he switched it up a little bit today, and there was no jersey watch today. I don't think there was any scrimmage that the guys could get in on, at least not that I saw. And it's pretty good feeling that Doug's still kind of maybe messing around with some things.
Yeah, as he probably should be, you know, with some of the rookies, some of the new guys like Eubanks or Schroeder or anything like that. Obviously, Schroeder's going to start, but just what his backup situation is going to look like. And depending, you know, we talk about the guy, but depending on what Devin Carter's looking like, you know, he may be forcing Doug Christie's hand a little bit with the way that he's playing, the way that he is getting after it in the first week of training camp. And that would be a good thing. That's a good problem to have if you're Doug Christie. A guy like Devin Carter playing so well where it's like, man, I can't keep him off the floor. Like, I gotta find a way to get him involved in this rotation somehow. So let me go back to the drawing board and see what some things look like in practice during this training camp. So it could be that. It could be just as simple as he wants to get different looks before he settles in on something. But I would hope that it's some of these guys kind of forcing Doug's hand to give them a look with a different group of guys.
You see, Drew Eubanks called this training camp the toughest he's been a part of.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, he's been in a few different training camps.
Mm-hmm.
I've been around the league a little bit, man. So this one standing out the way that it is I think that's a good thing.
It's a good look. It speaks to what Doug and the staff are doing.
Shout out to another screen grab there that you got.
Oh, that's a good one. Yep, that's a good one. Pouty Doug. Let's hear a little bit more from Doug Christie. James Hamm will join us right around the top of the hour with his thoughts on what went on in practice today and so far during training camp.
What are you seeing so far that gives you the most hope or encouragement that what you guys are doing is kind of sinking in with them?
I would say a higher level of physicality on a continuous level. Like we are being more physical for longer periods of time. Recognizing that we want to pick up 94 feet, that, you know, we got to hold each other accountable when that doesn't happen, that we're communicating at a high level. So there's a level of communication, a level of physicality, but all those things, you can do it one time, but will you do it over and over again? And that's probably the biggest part that I want to see and I like to see.
Are you confident that you're going to see that kind of growth, like, on the defensive end this year from these guys?
I mean, yeah, I would. You know something I don't know?
No, I'm just saying it's been a struggle, and I know it has been,
but that's in the past. Like, we had this something that is going to be required to play for Sacramento Kings. Like, that's where we're at. So you're going to have to get at it. And yeah, I think you guys all understand what that means. I mean, it's who we are and who we're going to be. So we have to figure out a way that we are picking up, putting pressure on people, and making them uncomfortable for 48 minutes of basketball.
Speaking of being uncomfortable, let me tell you how difficult this job is. Look at our brother Jeremiah here. Jeremiah is so, for those who can't see this, our brother Jeremiah is basically, he's face planted against the King's backdrop, like with his arm and microphone just stretched probably past three or four people trying to get whatever little bit of sound from Doug Christie he can.
Poor Jeremiah.
Poor Jeremiah.
Yeah, you're grinding, man.
Just grinding. Face first against that Kaiser Permanente banner.
You know, that is one of, I've been in one of those media scrums, and that's the underrated, I don't like this part of it. Just holding your arm up there.
Oh, yeah.
For 13 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I always try to just put my hand on my arm. Like that's a lot. Shout out to those guys. They probably got to build up a callus for something like that.
We'll come back. We'll talk to James Hamm about practice, and we'll talk about that Monday night football game that's going to close out week number 5 here. Mm. Stilo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
James Hamm will join us here in just a bit, and we'll shift our attention back to the Sacramento Kings. So we're back at practice, apparently after a day off yesterday, and by some of what we've seen from DC and a little bit from Dennis Schroeder, I was just speaking at during the commercial break, may not have been the smoothest of practices for those guys today. But hopefully they can get back into a groove and get set up real nicely for the preseason opener. We saw some basketball last night. Steph Curry played. Al Horford played in a Warriors uniform yesterday.
That was crazy. Number 40, I think it was.
Al Horford, God bless him.
It's because he is 40, isn't he? Or is he 39? I don't know.
I think he's 39, but at that point, you just round up, don't you?
So a point for Damian is 39.
What? Count it. Count it. Count it. Count it.
I said he was 39. I said that.
You said 40.
And then I said, I think he's 39.
You also
said he never even said an age.
You also said Kim Kardashian was pregnant.
That's not true.
Yeah.
You
literally came into the show. Hey, guys, did you hear the news?
That is fake news.
All right. Okay. AI really does have to go.
Uh-oh.
I can't believe. Keeps it G. Just tag me in. The most absurd AI edit in history. Oh. No, this is a bad one. This is bad enough. Oh, I'm gonna have to pull this up.
Wait a minute.
This is awful. give me heart. Were you tagged in it too?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, oh, you would know. Like if you were on it, you would know.
Jeez.
I did that wrong. Stand by. I got
no,
it.
No, I didn't get the tag in.
No, it was let's find the person. Oh. This person's whole account is this stuff. This is a tough one. Apparently, Martin Luther King.
Oh, no. Come on.
You want to know the truth? I ain't got no dreams no more. I am the dream.
Oh, did he just say that?
The crowd is turning
this
on
is
him.
Unbelievable.
You want to know the truth? I ain't got no dreams
Damn.
No more. I am the dream.
Damn. The crowd is turning
this
on
is
him.
This is unbelievable.
Hey. You want to know the truth?
That's a hell of a line. That is a crazy line.
No.
Dr. King Eagle. Oh, AI is going to ruin
oh my God.
The world. Oh, this is so
Come
bad.
On, man.
There is no way this stuff isn't going to be used for.
I ain't got no dreams no more. I am the dream.
Oh, did he just say that?
The crowd is turning on.
I swear to God, Trump is going to retweet this within that hour as a reason to take down the Martin Luther King monument. Oh, this is
that
awful.
Is crazy.
This is awful. Also, that was a great heel promo.
That was fantastic.
That
but
was
it was
a,
awful. What I know, give us one more.
No, I don't know. I don't know, man.
We don't know what they say.
Why were they just popping up this weekend? Because I saw a few of them.
Somebody figured it out.
Yeah, someone. There's a Chris Benoit.
No, that's the one. No, that one was crazy.
I'm not hitting play on that one.
Whoa.
There's a Stephen Hawking one.
I think if I see it correctly, is it a casket match situation?
No.
Oh.
No, it's no. Nah.
I don't even want to say the jokes.
Nah,
I saw
them. Yeah, nah.
We'll just leave that one alone.
You got to go find that one on your own.
Hell no. Nah.
Well, hold up. Well, here's the one that started it all. Here's the one that started it all. Right here.
So stupid.
Watch how mean this promo Pac cuts.
The roof is coming off for Tupac Shakur.
He looks like he was born to walk that ramp.
Yo, anybody back there think they got the heart to step up? I'm right here.
No way, no way.
You've been running your mouth all week, champ, talking like the throne's yours, but you're standing in my house now. This ring, this is West Coast territory tonight, and I'm setting it off. Biggie, you've been shining too long, hiding behind that gold. Tonight, I'm kicking the door in. That cell's gonna lock behind us, and there ain't no bodyguard, no entourage. Just you, me, and every...
Yo, come on, man.
No, man.
Jerry Lawler calling Tupac Shakur walking down the ring.
I can't believe this AI stuff, man.
I cannot believe that. I don't have no dreams
anymore.
Not with
Dr. King, man. Not with Dr. King.
He got a jacket that says MLK. Will does bring up a good point. This is better than the actual WWE.
Well, that's the truth. That is the truth.
Oh, man. Dr. King turned heel.
That's crazy. That is crazy. I didn't see that one coming.
Those were all pretty wild, bro.
I did not see that one coming.
Deuce just sent me the one with Tupac and Michael Jackson and Kobe.
All right, man. And they're wrestling?
There was a Kobe Twitch Gaming one that was out this weekend.
Oh, yeah. He was doing 2K, right?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. I didn't watch it. I just saw that. I was like,
it's too wild.
Nah, man.
This is awful. This stuff is absolutely awful. Look, doesn't that look like Tupac?
Looks just
like walking
him
down the ramp in the WWE. You can make this stuff look like anything.
Yeah.
It's funny now until it's not.
Biggie did not look like Biggie, though.
Biggie looked like the dude who played Biggie in Notorious.
Boom, chka, boom, chka, boom.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, that's the first time AI has gotten it wrong. The Biggie Smalls one. Oh, man.
All right. Well, James Hamm will be with us. We'll get his thoughts on Dr. King's... Doctor, we got to send that to Jason Jones. Jason Jones will laugh at that one. Everything is funny through the prism of professional wrestling until it's not.
Right. What'd you say, Crown Jewels, this Saturday?
Hey, I just got an email from Crystal and Jesse saying our wedding is almost here.
I got it right here. I didn't get the email.
Well, I got the text message. Sorry. Oh, and is this...
Yeah, that's Coco.
Look at Coco. It's the first time I've seen Coco.
Yeah, we had to send a quick reminder because people have been asking for directions.
Man, I'm so excited for you, bro.
Me too. I'm not gonna lie,
I'm so excited
for
you.
It hit this week.
Yeah. It's gonna be glorious. It is going to be glorious. Cannot wait.
I'm gonna tell a little story too, real quick. So I got you guys sitting with some people that mean a lot to me. But they're also Yankee fans, and I wasn't planning on the Red Sox losing the other day. I'm going to keep it real. So I'm not looking forward to going to that table on Friday.
Well, everybody going to be done
Who are we sitting with?
You're sitting with family friends. They're not even friends. They're more like family.
Okay.
Yeah, I play football with one of them. He's been my best friend since I was 9.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Okay.
And so their family and stuff.
So we got to...
It's good people.
All right. So we should probably, to a certain level, behave ourselves?
No.
No, okay.
No, that's not, no.
Should I bring a flag just in case?
No.
Like, what if the pastor says something crazy? Can we throw the flag? Hey! Can we stand out of this wedding, pal?
Here's the flag, Jess. Bring the flag.
Hey, take a lap.
Fence and back,
pastor. Fence and back.
No, I've been telling everyone, be yourselves.
Oh, I can't wait, man. This is going to be a good time. I'm going to cut a Dr. King heel promo.
Oh, snap.
I am the dream.
What do you say? I ain't got no dreams no more.
@keepsitg. I hate you for tagging me in this. I don't have any dreams no more.
That is crazy.
Goodness gracious.
And what a pop, too.
All right. Right. Well, it was probably in the South somewhere. They were probably waiting for this heel turn.
In Alabama.
Yeah, right. You know, when I was sitting in that jail cell, that's how the promo started. So he turned heel to the rest of the nation, but babyface in Alabama. I'm looking at this video Sean Cunningham put together. And, man, their layup drills are conditioning drills.
Mm-hmm.
They are getting up and down the floor. Oh, there's Devin. Can't miss him.
Sometimes you could do the simplest
Keegan looks
things.
Great. Like Keegan looks really lean. Shout out Coach Jimmy.
Are we expecting anything from Keegan this year?
Like different?
Yeah. Are we done with the can he take a jump conversations? Not in a bad way about him being a player, but just more so, all right, Keegan Murray's probably going to be about 12 to 15 a game this year, and that's it. You guard up the other player's best defender and stuff, but just are we past the conversation of can he elevate his game or just take that next jump?
I think I'm out on this, like, taking a jump idea. What I'm not out on is him getting back to where he was as a three-point shooter. I'm not out on the idea of him shooting 39, 40, 41% from three again. Mm-hmm. I'm not out on that.
Okay.
I don't think that's going to amount to him scoring 18, 19, 20 points per game. I think it's more likely to amount to him scoring like 14, 15, maybe 16 points per game. Mm-hmm. But I do think he can be that shooter again.
I agree. I think he can as well. I think you're going to get about more of the same from Keegan. And like I continue to say, I think that's fine. Like I think he had to hustle to get up to, I say respectable numbers, but it's not like he was just garbage before then. But he had to hustle.
He had some pretty nasty percentages last year.
He did. He did. And he had to hustle to get those percentages up to where they end up being for the season. Yeah. But that's what they were for the season. And I thought that was fine. I thought that was okay. Moderate improvement, just based because it's his fourth year in the league, a little more confident himself. Once again, not as much turmoil going on and uncertainty maybe about what he should be doing and what his role is out there. But I don't expect anything major, and that's okay. Keegan Murray is good how he is. He is good how he is. He is fine. Like you mentioned, percentages from three go up a little bit, maybe a point per game here or there, and he continues to play defense the way he has. That's fine. It's everybody else around him that's got to step up their game, I think.
That's the other thing, too. I think he could be even a better defender. And I think a lot of that will tie to the team being better defensively. Mm-hmm. The team as a whole being better defensively.
Well, even with that, though, like I mentioned, I don't want to see Keegan guarding twos. I know a lot of people try to say, oh, yeah, Keegan, you know, this is a guy that can guard one through four. Like, he can guard, like, on a switch maybe. But they try to have him matched up with twos or point guards outside of Steph Curry. And that's not – I don't think that's a strong suit right now. I think he's a guy that – yeah, in pick and roll situations, he can switch on to different players, more players than most people. But when you talk about his matchup for the night, I'd much rather see that be a three or a four. I don't want to see him going down there guarding twos, guarding guys like Anthony Edwards and guys like that. Like that's doing a disservice to Keegan Murray. I'd rather see somebody else, whether it's Zach LaVine or DeRozan or somebody. It may be a quote-unquote mismatch because they're not great defenders, but I think they match up better over the course of a game mm-hmm. than maybe Keegan Murray does. Keon Ellison, he is a good defender. That's not a mismatch, but Keon would be on that list as well.
Is that where Devin Carter comes into play? Because we've struggled to figure out, like, with Keon Malik, that core group they have at the guard position, does he come into play when you need a defender, a guy who could kind of play in the shut the water off role?
He can. I mean, and give a different look maybe. Real situational, it feels like right
That's
now.
Right.
But
which is such a tough term after what happened last year.
But and this is what we keep trying to think about. When do you get to that situation? Right? Like,
yeah,
is it,
I don't know.
You got the starter and then you've got the backup. let's just say for argument's sake, it's Malik Monk. And Malik maybe is having a tough time. You going to go to Devin before you go back to Dennis, who's been on the bench for five minutes already?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. But I just don't know when that opportunity will present itself.
And there'll always be situations where, you know, Malik is out of game, Keon's out. Like it's not like Devin's not going to play.
Right.
It's finding the spot for Devin that has become a little bit difficult. We'll talk to James Hamm about all of this stuff when he joins us in just a couple of minutes. Looks like he's getting his camera situated. So as soon as he's ready, we'll bring him in. We've got a great Monday night. At least I think we have a great Monday night football game tonight. Chiefs and Jaguars, huge game for both teams. I think the Kansas City Chiefs can, you know, they can solidify themselves as being back playoff contenders, and the Jaguars can solidify themselves as we're somebody you're going to have to deal with this year.
The Jags still got to show me a little something.
Can they do it today?
They can. First of all, they can.
Mm-hmm.
But if the game looks like it looked like against the 49ers,
mm-hmm.
where the defense was cool, it was opportunistic, they're mm-hmm. good, they got after the quarterback, but that offense still leaves a lot to be desired. There's only so far I could go mm-hmm. with thinking the Jags are like a really good team. They're a team that might push for the playoff, if that's the way mm-hmm. they play again. A team push for the playoffs, maybe push for their own divisional crown. But a term that your boy Bill Simmons and Cousin Sal like to use, they use this a lot with the Texans or like some. They'd be like, yeah, I can't wait to bet against them in the playoffs.
Mm.
Like, because they're not going to beat one of them good teams. But if they look good on the offensive end and that defense is still cooking, that could really change how I feel about the Jags.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.